all your favorite music over seven decades of it right here on Z103.com. Monty the Music Man, Seaburns. Time for episode 23 of The Basics in Economic Development. Here he is, Mr. Mark Wickersham. Good morning.
Hey, we're back again. Thank you, Monty.
Did you survive your Labor Day weekend?
I had a great time.
All right.
Yep. And I'm sure a lot of people did, too. So, yeah, great holiday. Obviously, the way we wrap up our summer, even though school started quite a while ago, it's the official end of the summer, if you will, or the official beginning of the election cycle, whichever way you want to look at it. I tend to look at it as the end of summer. That seems to be more encouraging to me to think about autumn coming as opposed to the election.
I like it.
While we're still, though, in the spirit of celebrating Labor Day, in today's show, I want to highlight some things that might be helpful that are referred to as job search resources. I know that there are a lot of jobs posted available and a lot of people looking for work that are having trouble sometimes finding those opportunities. And so I wanted to spend a little time sharing some information that might be helpful on that front. Now, again, my disclaimer on this topic is that our show is the basics of economic development and job creation and placements on the basic themes, but employment services in and of itself is not a function of HQ, and it's not my trained certified area of expertise, and there are a number of trained experts out there working really hard to help. So I'm just trying to basically help the listeners and to share some information and some resources that I'm aware of. Again, there are numerous agencies specifically trained and operating to do that directly. But the thing I want to start with, elected officials and others, and I hear this as well, we hear complaints on the street sometimes that, hey, there aren't any jobs here. And that simply isn't the case. And it's sad every once in a while you see or run into somebody at like the entrance to the Walmart parking lot or frankly anywhere in Huntington holding signs to the effect that they need a handout or a job. And it is sad. They've obviously got tough circumstances, but a couple of things. I know there are jobs available and employers hiring. I'm also not quite sure whether the people I'm bumping into in that context are even from our community in the first place. I'm not really sure what the issue is. But the truth is, hey, we're a county of nearly 36,000 people, and roughly 18,000 of the county's population ages 18 to 64, which is somewhere around 22,000 people, go to work on a daily basis. So that means that basically 82% of working age citizens have some type of job. And that's known as the labor participation rate, and statewide and nationally, that rate hovers around 65%. So we're doing really well on that front. Job posting site Indeed.com currently lists over 200 available jobs within 10 miles of downtown Huntington, and they show over 4,000 jobs within 25 miles of downtown Huntington. The pay scales of what they have posted range from $28,000 a year to $165,000 a year. So kind of the bottom line is, if you live in Huntington County and want to work, jobs do exist. It's a matter of finding them, and struggling to find them isn't anything new, and can be terribly frustrating for job seekers when they really are trying their best to find something and just can't get the opportunities. It's frustrating also to employers who have jobs available that they're having trouble finding talent and workers to fill. Basically, the only way job seekers are looking for jobs is to drive around the community looking for signs at employers that say, hey, now hiring. That's doing it the hard way, and employers that use that technique only are also having some struggles. So again, my job at HQ is not to be a job placement agency, but we do, as a public service, have on our resources on our website that could be helpful. When you go to my homepage, hcued.com, on the homepage, about halfway down, you'll find a call-out box, as we refer to them, that's labeled Find a Job. If you click on that call out box, it takes you directly to the job posting company, Indeed.com. Indeed is the number one job site around the world with global matching and hiring platforms. More people get hired via Indeed than any other website. And the company basically publishes a list of job openings that are made available by employers. And then it allows job seekers to search those opportunities, post resumes, and actually link to the company's direct HR processes. Now, also as a public service, I have a section on my website. There's a navigation button called Living Here, and it includes things like, you know, what's it like to go to school, what schools are available, what's the recreational activities, where do you go to get groceries, where do you go to get assistance with accounting or insurance or banking or whatever. But included in that is a link to employment resources. And within the employment resources link, there are additional links to the Indiana Department of Workforce Development, the Indiana Career Connect system, Northeast Indiana Works, Career Builder systems via the Chamber of Commerce, Career Planning Resource Network, the vocational training programs that exist in Huntington County, and there's actually a Facebook group called Huntington Area Employment. And there are also links to temporary placement agencies like Pro Resources, Staffmark, Monster.com, and ZipRecruiter.com. And each month that I look at the unemployment data, I also look at the jobs data. And at the moment, there are 133 jobs available in Huntington with our top 16 basic manufacturing employers. And those pay scales range from $13 an hour to $26 an hour. So, as you can see and as you can hear from our conversation, there are numerous groups making efforts to help. But I also want to touch on something that's coming in the future that I think is the upcoming trend for temporary job placement. It's a company with a website called veryable.com, veryable.com, veryable.com. The listening audience may be familiar with the NCAA Athletic Transfer Portal system, which basically makes college athletes have something in common with professional sports in the sense that they now have free agency. And what's happening is that the system concept is now being applied to the job market. So, for example, at veryable.com, maybe I'm willing to work for the next 2 months, but only for a couple hours a week. Well, I can register with veryable.com, I can put my resume in there, I can tell them what I'm willing to do, and then veryable.com matches listings with employers who post flex jobs and have opportunities for applicants to self-select. Those opportunities are tailored for their needs. So another way of thinking about this is it's an adaptation of Uber for jobs, which companies have assets and opportunities available and which customers, if you will, the workforce, want to work to some extent. Now, part of this is, part of the entire concept is to not forget the age-old concept of, quote, paying your dues. Sometimes we have to just get our foot in the door, get an entry-level position, learn from that, improve from that in order to become a more valuable employee and find a more desirable, lucrative position. There's no better way to work your way up the ladder in that sense, which is another age-old concept. And it's obviously easier to what we call skill up or upskill if you're already employed. But ultimately, the workers who tend to have the best job fulfillment are those who have dedicated themselves to truly becoming, what you want to do, you want to be that employee that the boss simply can't live without. that just redefines this whole experience for you. At the end of the day, I understand, you know, there's a huge difference between finding a career, a vocational calling, if you will, versus finding a paycheck. But there are jobs available in our county going unfilled every day that give a worker the opportunity to earn a paycheck. And while at the same time we know there are people who want to work, need jobs, and have potential to really be excellent employees, so the trick is to connect them. And, you know, given that we're running short on time today, and I mean, I haven't even touched on the idea of earning a living off the internet, for example, which is an absolute unlimited opportunity if you have the talent and the ability to access the internet and find opportunities online. So anyway, at the end of the day, I just want to do what I can to be helpful. It's not the primary mission or business of our entity, but there are resources out there at hcued.com. Happy to help.
All right, and happy to have you for another edition. We'll see you back here next week, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right, back into the Gold Sounds right here on the Z.